Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarini Trinada Pisunichena Tarad Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama Harinama Harinamai Vakivalam Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 1970s Krishna Book, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, section 341, entitled Self-Liberation is Impossible, emphasis in quotation marks on the word self. The personified Vedas continue to offer their obeisances. Dear Lord, after many, many births, those who have actually become wise take to the worship of your lotus feet in complete knowledge. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, wherein the Lord says that after many, many births, a great soul or Mahatma surrenders unto the Lord, knowing well that Vasudeva, Krishna, is the cause of all causes. The personified Vedas continued to their prayers. As has already been explained, since the mind, intelligence, and senses have been given to us by God, when these instruments are actually purified, there is no alternative but to engage them all in the devotional service of the Lord. A living entity's entrapment in different species of life is due to the misapplication of the mind, intelligence, and senses in material activities. Various kinds of bodies are awarded as the result of a living entity's actions, and they are created by the material nature according to the living entity's desire. And because a living entity desires and therefore deserves a particular kind of body, it is given by the material nature under the order of the Supreme Lord. In Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, it is explained that under the control of superior authority, a living entity is put within the semina of a male and injected into the womb of a particular female in order to develop a particular type of body. A living entity then utilizes the senses, intelligence, and mind, etc., in a specific way according to one's own choosing, and thus develops a particular type of body within which one becomes encaged. In this way, the living entity becomes situated in different species of life, either as a demigod, human, or an animal. These bodies are according to different situations and circumstances. It is explained in the Vedic literatures that the living entities entrapped in different species of life are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. The Mayavadi philosophers mistake the living entity for the Paramatma, who is actually sitting with the living entity as a friend. Because the Paramatma, the localized aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the individual living entity are both within the body, a misunderstanding sometimes takes place that there is no difference between the two. However, there is a definite difference between the individual soul and the super soul, and this is explained in the Varaha Purana as follows. The Supreme Lord has two kinds of parts and parcels. The living entity is called Vibhinna Angsha, and the Paramatma, or plenary expansion of the Supreme Lord, is called Svangsha. The Svangsha plenary expansion of the Supreme Personality is as powerful as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. There is not even the slightest difference between the potency of the Supreme Person and that of His plenary expansion as Paramatma. But the Vibhinna Angsha parts and parcels possess only a minute portion of the potencies of the Lord. The Narayana Pancharatra states that the living entities, who are the marginal potency of the Supreme Lord, are undoubtedly of the same quality of spiritual existence as the Lord Himself. But they are prone to be tinged with the material qualities. Because one is prone to be subjected to the influence of material qualities, the minute living entity is called Jiva. Sometimes the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also known as Shiva, meaning all auspicious. So the difference between Shiva and Jiva is that the all auspicious personality of Godhead is never affected by the material qualities, whereas the minute portions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are prone to be affected by the qualities of material nature. The supersoul within the body of a particular living entity, although a plenary portion of the Lord, is worshipable by the individual living entity. Great sages have therefore concluded that the process of meditation is so designed that the individual living entity may concentrate his or her attention on the lotus feet of the supersoul form of the Lord, known as Vishnu. And that is the real form of samadhi. The living entity cannot become liberated from material entanglement by one's own effort. One must therefore take to devotional service of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord or the Supersoul within oneself. Sridhar Swami, the great commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, has composed a nice verse in this regard, the purport of which is as follows. My dear Lord, I am eternally your part and parcel, but I have been entrapped by the material potencies, which are also an emanation from you. As the cause of all causes, you have entered my body as the supersoul, and I have the prerogative to enjoy the supreme blissful life of knowledge along with you. Therefore, my dear Lord, please order me to render you loving service so that I again can be brought to my original position of transcendental bliss. Great personalities understand that a living entity entangled in this material world cannot become freed by one's own efforts. Therefore, with firm faith and devotion, such great personalities engage themselves in rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. That is the verdict of the personified Vedas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.